Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Ari Goretsky, Distinguished Researcher at ESET. Welcome, Ari.
Hi there. Thanks for having me today.
So summer's upon us, and that includes all the warnings about turning up your air conditioner. But it actually turns out that those power plants are also a prime target for hackers and other malicious individuals. What makes power plants a prime target, Ari?
It's always interesting when you can get into any kind of a computer. But the more that computers have control over things, the more of an attractive target they are. When you start getting into critical infrastructure, in other words, the things that everything else relies on to work, that's a pretty tempting target, whether it be electrical company, water company, transportation networks, switching systems for railways, freeways, boatways, and so forth. Those have very real-world applications. And when they're not available or not running at 100%, that has very real-world implications as well.
Ari, one of the things in the report was that one utility had 10,000 attacks in a single month. In the past, we've talked about sort of the industrialization of malware and attacks. I mean, what could be driving such a volume of attack on a power grid or a power company?
In this case, that's really nothing special. All of those attacks are largely automated, and they're just bots or compromised systems out there which are exploring computers one IP address after another, looking for a way into that computer. So it really doesn't matter if it's a power company, a hospital, a home PC, or whatever. They're just going sequentially from computer to computer looking for vulnerabilities.
And in many cases, folks are really trying to disrupt or really provide a denial of service, in this case, power or something else.
You know, it's an excellent point. It's one thing to take down some website so no one can place orders that day on there. It's another thing to leave a building or a few blocks or a city without any electrical power.
I mean, obviously, power failures have serious consequences and inconveniences, but according to this report, I mean, also, there's a cost. I mean, it can cost the U.S. government, you know, $100 billion or more a year to have a power failure. And in many cases, does that make the state or the U.S. a potential target? Could there be political motivations in some of this?
Excellent question. There certainly could be. Having a power outage is a major economic loss for all the businesses, government agencies, schools, everything that relies on that power grid. So the costs do get magnified, even if you don't immediately see them up front. Whether or not that's an attacker's goal, it's hard to say if it's economic motivated or if it's a nation state kind of attack, what we would probably call warfare, or dare I say it, cyber warfare in another era, or simply a malicious hacker wanting to make a name for himself.
So, Ari, in light of this report and in general, just the more, you know, connected and automated nature of power plants, what steps are they taking to protect themselves? And if not, what should they do?
Power plants consist of kind of a hodgepodge of these industrial systems, some of which were designed without any security in mind and implemented as a result, no security. So for those power plants, there's a need to upgrade those channels of communication between all the pieces of equipment to make sure that they are secure and cannot be accessed by a malicious attacker.
Well, Ari, thanks so much for talking to us today about power plants and as potential and likely targets.
Thank you for having me today, and enjoy your summer vacation.
You've been listening to the Malware Report. Be sure to visit welivesecurity.com for all kinds of great blogs, tips, and tricks for keeping your computer and devices safe. We'll talk to you next week.